Hi, I'm Lori Ciccarelli Stotko, the spiritual director and founder of Transforming Lives Advocacy. In 2017, we are featuring a new way to provide encouragement to you called Take Five to Inspire. These Take Five inspirations will focus on either five tips, or five ingredients, or 5 minutes to inspire you. This is the first in our series. We want to take 5 minutes today to inspire you with our message on hope for the new year. Dr. John Maxwell is one of my favorite authors, and he says that people can live 40 days without food. People can live 4 days without water. People can live 4 minutes without air. But people can only live 4 seconds without hope. Everyone wants hope, and as a hospital chaplain, I see this every day. You may be struggling right now, maybe you're going through a tough time, but isn't it comforting to know, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I view circumstances as divine appointments. I think they're windows of opportunities, and so often in our circumstances, we'll say, "Where was God?" God doesn't go anywhere. It's we who leave Him. Deuteronomy 31:8, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." We all have circumstances because we live in a fallen world, and unfortunately, bad things happen. But Christ overcame the world, and through Him, we have hope. He will see us through. John 16:33, "In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world." God gives hope. He is our loving Heavenly Father, and He wants what is best for His children. These past few years, the community in which I live has experienced some very scary times, with some forest fires. I remember when the first fire broke out last year, I started praying. And on my phone, I have a Bible app in which I receive a scripture every morning. And that morning, this is the scripture that came on my phone. Isaiah 43, 1 to 3. "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." We all have circumstances, but it's how we handle them that makes the difference. Again, as I said earlier, circumstances are divine appointments. I believe they're windows of opportunities. And when we can change our perspective and look through the eyes of God's heart, He will reveal so much. Change your why. Why, Lord? Why me? Why did this happen to me? Which really is more of a victim mentality. And change your whys to what? What, Lord? What do you want me to know in this circumstance? What do you want me to do? What is your perspective? That's more of a proactive approach, and God will reveal so much, providing hope. When Saul transformed to Paul on the road to Damascus, he asked, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" When we start looking through the eyes of God's heart, His perspective, we then can begin to see our circumstances as gifts of opportunities, gifts of hope. Romans 5, 3 to 5. "Rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us." And hope does not disappoint us. Circumstances don't change. However, it is how we choose to look at our circumstances that makes the difference. We can have a life of victory, or we can have a life of defeat. Once nestled in a manger in Bethlehem, the one who came to give us hope lay sleeping while the kings traveled from afar to honor him. His mother and father, watching over the baby, beheld the Savior who had just been born. It was the birth of a Savior who became sin so that we might be forgiven of our sins, and who died for us so that we could have everlasting life. God gives hope. Stay focused on eternity, because circumstances are only temporary. This is our training ground for eternity. Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Rejoice in the life-giving hope of Jesus, and may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace through this new year, 2017, as you trust in Christ Jesus. God bless you and yours in 2017.